Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. The teacher shortage may become dramatic in the coming school year, as the Education and Science Union, or the GEW, fears that around 1,000 teaching positions at Berlin schools will not be filled. That's more than twice as many as last year. According to Tom Erdmann, GEW board member, this year could be the worst in decades in Berlin. Per Morgenpost reporting, even in districts where it has been rather unproblematic to fill vacancies, it could be difficult this year. In Steglitz-Zehlendorf, for example, there is a greater shortage of teachers for the coming school year than ever before. And according to the regional school board, other districts, including Neukölln, Lichtenberg, Marzahn-Hellersdorf, and Spandau, are even more affected. Looking ahead to the coming school year, Erdmann speaks of a dramatic shortage affecting elementary schools in particular, stating, quote, "There are simply far too few teachers being trained, and the situation is aggravated because the market for career changers is depleted, and it's almost impossible to fill any gaps with them," unquote. Against this background, Erdmann finds it astonishing how little the education administration is counteracting, and he emphasized that the training offensive the union has been calling for years is simply not being implemented. The education administration did not want to confirm the numbers of missing teachers yet, however, stating that it was too early to do so. A spokesman did admit, however, that it will be a great challenge this year to fill open positions in Berlin schools. Education Senator Astrid Sabine Busse has announced that she will openly state the specific needs and that she already has concrete plans for greater equity in distribution in view of the strained personnel situation. The issue is further exacerbated by the fact that more and more teachers are working part-time. In the 2014-2015 school year, about 1 in 4 teachers worked part-time. And in the current school year, it is more than 1 in 3 at public general education schools. And at high schools in particular, many teachers opted to take this step. Of over 6,000 teachers there, about 45% do not work the full number of hours. Erdmann believes that if every part-time teacher were to teach just 2 hours more per week, a large part of the current school year's hiring needs would probably be covered. But if schools want people to work full-time, the working conditions have to be right. And for many, the workload is just too great at the moment, and then they prefer to go part-time. According to the passenger association ProBahn, rail customers cannot hope for significantly more trains during the 9 euro ticket campaign. Berlin-Brandenburg Association Chairman Peter Cornelius told RBB24 InfoRadio yesterday, quote, "There are no trains just waiting in a stockpile somewhere. There will be no additional equipment," unquote. And he added that it will only be possible to distribute the existing trains differently. Moreover, finding additional personnel will also be difficult. The 9 euro monthly ticket has been on sale in the region since Friday, allowing passengers to use local transportation nationwide from June through August. Rail companies are expecting many passengers to take day trips with it, and Cornelius has no idea how crowded the trains will get and said that the first real-world experience with the crowds will be the first weekend in June. In the dispute over the planned police station at Kottbusser Tor in Kreuzberg, yesterday Interior Senator Spranger visited the controversial site together with the SPD parliamentary group leader Raed Saleh. Beforehand, Spranger and Saleh were briefed by the police at the station on Alexanderplatz, which was built a few years ago, about the work at the crime hotspot there. Spranger has repeatedly stressed that the station should be ready by the beginning of 2023, despite resistance from the left and radical left-wing scene in Kreuzberg. As a result, her office in Biesdorf was vandalized, presumably by left-wing extremists. Kottbusser Tor is considered a crime hotspot, and the new police station is planned for the first floor in the high-rise building overlooking Adalbertstrasse. According to a report, it could cost up to 10 times as much as the stated sum of 250,000 euros. As announced by the Senate Department for the Environment, Mobility, Consumer, and Climate Protection, the first reports of nests of the oak processionary moth in Berlin's trees have been received. Normally, the caterpillars of the moth begin to migrate into the treetops at the beginning of June. With the onset of warmth, the caterpillars quickly develop the stage in which they form stinging hairs that contain a protein toxin and pose a potential danger to humans and animals when in contact with the skin, eyes, or when inhaled. The number of voluntary reports from residents, businesses, and districts on sites with infested oak trees in the city has increased significantly since 2013. According to authorities, the hotspots are well known, including Charlottenburg North and Jungfernheide, Siemensstadt, Wohlheide, Krumme Lanke, and Fischerhüttenstraße. Infested areas are usually marked with warning signs, and in places where many people gather, the caterpillars and nests are often removed by specialists. The oak processionary moth itself is gray-brown in color, whose conspicuously hairy caterpillars feed on the leaves and buds of various species of oak. The caterpillars should not be touched. However, you can also come into contact with its broken, stinging hairs through the air. According to authorities, symptoms like welts or hives on the skin occur 24 hours after contact, but coughing, shortness of breath, as well as dizziness, drowsiness, fever, and allergic shock are also possible consequences. If contact with the caterpillars or the stinging hairs cannot be ruled out, a change of clothing and taking a shower is advised. If you like our podcast, you can simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.